Hey folks, welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed, part of the AI in 5 series. I'm Dr. JR, your doctor of AI, your guide through the wild, weird, and wonderful world of artificial intelligence. So, buckle up. We've got 3 fresh AI headlines to chew on today, each giving its own little personal thing into the world. First up, at AWS's, that's Amazon Web Services, big 2025 reInvent conference, they dropped the bomb of an AI hardware news. AWS revealed new Trainium 3 Ultra servers. These servers using AI-optimized chips that reportedly deliver up to 4.4 times more computer performance than their predecessors while using 40% less power. On top of that, AWS said they are working with NVIDIA to build future chips under the codename Trainium 4, with advanced interchip communication via NVIDIA's NVLink Fusion Tech, stuff that could dramatically accelerate training of large AI models. Now, why does this matter, and why would you even care? Well, faster, greener servers are great for more efficient training and deployment of large-scale AI. It could lower the cost and energy consumption for companies using AI, potentially bringing AI power to smaller firms, not just the big ones. This signals a shift. AI isn't just about clever software anymore. Hardware is becoming a competitive frontier again. As one industry analyst summed up, this push toward integrated AI infrastructure could shape the next wave of real-world AI adoption beyond hype and demos. In a move that blends tech ambition, sovereignty, and real-world necessity, Ukraine has begun building its own large language model using open-source infrastructure originally developed by Google. The plan? To power both civilian and defense-related use while keeping complete national control over the AI systems. They aim to support not only mainstream languages, such as Ukrainian or Russian, but also minority languages and local dialects. Data is drawn from over 90 public institutions, including war records, legal documents, and regional sources, to ensure cultural and informational relevance. Oh, why is this so big? Well, it shows a country refusing to be entirely reliant on foreign, often corporate, AI, asserting digital sovereignty. Context-aware language support makes the AI more relevant to real users, not just English-first users. And this could serve as a model. Similar or mid-sized nations might see this as a blueprint for building AI tailored to their own linguistic and cultural needs. As one Ukrainian official put it, paraphrasing here a little bit, we can't let AI be a foreign monopoly if it's going to shape our future. We need something built by and rooted in us. Finally, some real-world pushback. In the U.S., several state leaders are raising voices for more localized contents and controls on AI. For example, Spencer Cox, the governor of the great state of Utah, recently argued that state governments should play a big role in recruiting and regulating AI, especially when it comes to protecting children from risky AI applications. Think deepfakes, AI companions, classroom misuse, and other things that are just totally bad. He and other lawmakers warned that if the federal government overrides state-level efforts via preemption clause, many of the thoughtful community-based bills already passed by states could be nullified. So what does that mean for us? Well, as AI grows, governments at different levels are scrambling to catch up. Not always in sync. This patchwork of regulations could lead to inconsistent rules across states and industries. For AI developers and businesses, that means extra complexity. Compliance might vary drastically depending on its location. This is a stark reminder that as AI powers forward, society, ethics, and the law are trying to catch up, and they're not always at the same speed. Taken together, these 3 next stories point to a larger trend. 2025 is no longer just about flashy demos or viral stunts. It's the year AI matured, or at least is trying to. First, massive hardware pushes like AWS and NVIDIA show that foundations do matter. You know, real AI requires serious infrastructure. The national scale projects, like we talked about with Ukraine, suggest AI is becoming a matter of sovereignty and identity, not just corporate advantage. And regulation efforts reflect growing realization that AI's impact stretches far beyond engineers and startups. It's about communities, governance, and stability. So all the hype may be cooling off, but what's rising is a more sober, structural, and global AI ecosystem. And that's arguably more interesting. And that's all for today's mini ride through AI's moving parts. If you like this episode or want to hear additional, or, you know, give us a hit, subscribe to us, like us, go to our website and visit our socials. I guess you could send smoke signals. We could try that. And remember, next time, I'll bring you more of the weird, powerful, and sometimes questionable corners of the AI world. I'm Dr. JR, and catch you on the flip side.